You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, a new geology app from UW researchers aims to help us understand the earth beneath our feet. We'll meet the creators of Rocked.
First, this month's Marquette Law School poll came out today. The poll gathered data on where Wisconsinites stand on the presidential candidates, the Senate race, and more. With a really eventful week for both presidential candidates of the major parties, the survey shows major shifts in opinions around Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Charles Franklin joins us now. He's the director of the Marquette Law School poll and professor of law and public policy at Marquette University. Charles, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So I guess the top question on everybody's mind is, how big an impact did the Trump tapes and also maybe the debate, but I think your polling happened before that, but how big a debate and impact did this have, the Trump tapes?
Right. We did finish our interviews before the Sunday night debate, so it had nothing to do with our results. We saw, first of all, overall, a shift from a 3-point Clinton lead 3 weeks ago to a 7-point Clinton lead today. But we saw rapid and large shifts over the weekend as the Trump videotape story was released on Friday afternoon at about 3 o'clock our time. And we saw that move through the survey for overall a shift of about 20 points in Clinton's direction between Thursday before the videotape was story broke and the combination of interviews done on Saturday and Sunday afterwards. In our Saturday and Sunday data, Clinton holds a 19-point lead. Now, it's important to stress that this is the short-term impact of that story. We don't know at this point from our data whether the debate shifted that at all, or whether this short-term impact will prove fleeting, or whether it'll be enduring. Only time will answer that. But I do think we have pretty strong evidence that, at least in the short term, there was quite a movement away from Trump and towards Clinton. That's also about the same impact, somewhere in the teens or low 20s, when we look at men and women, and when we look at people who consider themselves evangelicals, and also non-college whites and college-educated whites. All of those moved to somewhat different degrees, but between 10 and 20, or as much as 24 points in a Clinton direction.
And let's break it down, as you said, a little bit more and take a look at what happened with women and evangelicals. What did you see there?
Yeah. Well, with women, one of Clinton's strong points, on Thursday she led by 9 points among the women we interviewed. But by Saturday and Sunday, that lead was 33 points. Among evangelicals, which is a strong Trump group, Trump led by 40 points on Thursday, but that shrunk to 16 points for Trump, still leading, by Saturday and Sunday. So that's a fall off of 24 points between Thursday and Saturday and Sunday.
And so looking now, you know, more broadly at attitudes surrounding the two presidential candidates from the major parties, what did you see there?
We ask about traits these candidates have. Would you describe them as honest, cares about you, qualified for the office? The one that both of them do poorly on is honesty. Only 29% say Clinton is honest. Only 32% say that. I'm sorry, 33% say that of Trump. And that's been pretty consistent in the high 20s, low 30s for both of them. But typically, as with this one, a little bit more, a little bit higher percentage saying Trump is honest than for Clinton, a 4-point difference this time. On cares about people like you, Clinton does a bit better. 47% say she does care about people like you. 50% say she does not. But for Trump, it's only 35% cares, 61% does not. And then finally, the strongest area for Clinton is qualified for the office. 58% say she is qualified, 40% say she's not. But for Trump, it's 33% qualified and 65% not. Those have moved a little bit over the course of the campaign, but none of them have moved really substantially. Finally, we did ask for the first time this time, would you say the candidate shows good judgment? 48% say Clinton does, 50% say she does not. But for Trump, it's 28% good judgment, 70% does not. So you see there the gamut of traits where there's a slight Trump advantage on honesty to where there's a very substantial Clinton advantage on qualifications for the office.
Some of these numbers seem pretty striking. For instance, that Clinton, 29% of people, only 29% would deem her trustworthy, but she's leading in the state of Wisconsin. Have you seen numbers like this before?
Well, we see a couple of things. One is partly these numbers reflect the fact that within the party, voters are considerably more favorable to the candidates, both for Clinton among Democrats and for Trump among Republicans. It's the other party that has really extremely negative views of both of these candidates, and that pulls them down overall. So the differences that we see between honesty and cares and qualified and good judgment, those are more revealing because those differences are showing up despite the fact that the other party thinks fairly poorly of the candidates.
Charles Franklin is with us right now. He's a professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and director of the Marquette Law School poll, and we're getting the results of the latest law school poll right now. And let's turn now to the Senate race between Ron Johnson, the incumbent, and Russ Feingold. What did you see this time?
Well, here we see a tightening of the race. As the presidential race moved in a Democratic direction, the Senate race has tightened a little bit. 3 weeks ago, Feingold had a 5-point lead over Ron Johnson, and that's a 2-point lead now inside the margin of error. 6 weeks ago, it was a 3-point Feingold lead. So recently, we've seen a 3-point, a 5-point, and now a 2-point race. I think at the very least, it's fair to say this is a low single digits race at this point, and it's quite close. But with a Feingold advantage, if a small one. However, looking over the last 3 weeks, we do see some movement that has benefited Ron Johnson, and in part this matches up with some of his recent advertising. On cares about people like you, for example, Johnson has gone from 37% saying that to 45%, a gain of 8 points. Over the last 3 weeks. Feingold over the same period went from 50 to 52. So Feingold is still a little bit better seen, 52 to 45 on caring, but Johnson has made some real movement, some real progress on that measure over these 3 weeks. On honesty, we see them both about equal. 52% say Feingold is honest, 49% say that of Ron Johnson. And finally, on favorability, we see some closing of the gap between them there. Over this 3 weeks, Feingold has actually dipped down by 3 points on favorable from 48 to 45, while Johnson has risen by 8 points from 35 to 43. So they are now at close to parity on favorability and close to parity on honesty. And Johnson has made positive moves on both the favorability and on the cares measure.
Now, you did the presidential polling on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You got to see the effect of the Trump tapes, although not the debate. When did you poll about Feingold and Johnson, wondering about, for instance, Ron Johnson's decision to stick by Donald Trump?
Yeah, we polled all of them over the same days, Thursday through Sunday. And so the sample is identical for the presidential and for the Senate race. Whereas it's fairly obvious what the major news about Donald Trump was over the weekend, I think news about the Senate race surely was a good deal less visible over that period. I think we'll have to wait a while to see if the presidential race plays a role in these other races, both the Senate and perhaps down ballot races, that's clearly still a developing story as Donald Trump has had some arguments with Paul Ryan this week and John McCain. And the relationship between Trump and the party, I think, is still very much in a state of flux. The one thing we do know from our data is that both Johnson and Feingold have won the backing of their parties. Johnson is getting 89% of the Republican vote, and Feingold is getting 90% of the Democratic vote. In contrast, Donald Trump is getting 78% of the Republican vote, while Clinton gets 90% of the Democratic vote. So Trump has been a bit less successful at uniting the party behind him, whereas in the Senate race we're seeing a fairly typical polarized and partisan contest, with independents leaning a little bit to Feingold.
Charles, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Charles Franklin. He is professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and director of the Marquette Law School poll. We just heard the latest results.